USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking from the White House balcony on Saturday, making his first public appearance since being diagnosed with COVID-19. The president delivering remarks at what the White House called a peaceful protest for law and order.
Black and Latino Americans are rejecting the radical socialist left, and they're embracing our pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-police. We want law and order. We have to have law and order and pro-American agenda.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages are widespread in his state following Hurricane Delta. At its peak, there were more than 688,000 utility customers without service. The remnants of Delta continuing to bring rain, wind, and thunderstorms from Tallahassee, Florida, all the way up to New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his Saturday in Pennsylvania. Biden again asked if he would pack the court. Biden's response, the Republicans are already packing it.
Court packing is going on right now. It's going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. It's to be focused on what's happening right now. And the fact is that the only packing going on is this court is being packed now by the Republicans after the vote has already begun. I'm going to stay focused on it so we don't take our eyes off the ball here.
The Boston Police Department wants to have a full force for the election. The police department telling officers time off would have to be canceled between October 31st and November 7th. The department explaining it's to make sure they can provide proficient public safety. The move, of course, not sitting well with the police union. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Louisiana residents cleaning up after Hurricane Delta, which made landfall as a Category 2 storm on Friday. Lafayette, Louisiana resident Sabrina Huffman tells NBC News these storms have been happening now for years.
I just wanted to see the damage. I've been through Katrina. I've been through Andrew. I've been through, what was the last one?
Laura.
This one here? No, nothing that compares to Katrina, sorry.
In tough times like these, it does pay to be nice. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
An Ohio mother decided to treat her three kids to McDonald's after football practice on September 22nd. The only problem, after she ordered, she realized she'd left her purse at home in a rush to be on time. Brittany Reed says cashier Wyatt Jones didn't hesitate, whipped out his card, and paid for the meal. Ms. Reed posted on a local Facebook page, hoping Wyatt's parents would see what a kind kid they raised. She learned he was saving to buy a car, started a GoFundMe page, and as of October 7th, raised nearly $35,000 from more than 2,000 donors. Happy travels, young man.
Full slate of NFL games kicking off at 1 o'clock Eastern time. The early games highlighted by the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. And in your late game of note, the Indianapolis Colts will travel to Cleveland to play against the Browns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.